at Cambridge, at the Middle East, which is one of my favorite venues in the country, both because the sound is terrific and the staff is terrific and they treat people with respect. I love playing there. There's a lot of logistics in the behind-the-scenes work of us people who play music. And the long story short is that I had a show scheduled at the Middle East upstairs, and it turned out that the Draft, Luther, and Cheap Girls tour was planning on playing Cambridge on the same night, and because we all come from the same road family, that includes Ame from Des Arc and Corey Brand, myself, Cheap Girls, the Draft, and Luther, that we thought, why not just combine it? Usually there's like things called challenges where one group will try to get the date and knock the other group off, but we were like, fuck it, let's just roll with this. And I'm thrilled. I've had the opportunity to spend time on the road with the Draft in the past, and actually just had Luther stay at my house when they were passing through town not long ago. So I'm excited to combine the shows. And I love it when I'm in the middle of a, say, like one style of tour, where this one, for example, I'm playing solo and headlining most of the shows, to just change it up, to sort of like embrace inconsistency and have the opportunity to play, you know, before the headliner, and like it eliminates some stress and just finish my show and relax and have a beer and watch the Draft just tear it up. They're such a great band. So it just happened, and I'm thankful for it.
That's cool. That's really cool. Okay. That's a nice approach. I like that.
Yeah. And actually, I should also note that that's happening again in Detroit. This also happens when a lot of bands like crisscross and are on the same tour path. So we're actually combining the same exact bill when we get to the Magic Stick in Detroit.